A Bad Blooding by George Dunford. We're winging Mar up when it comes on. At firsties, I think them feathers can't be rightly fixed because they've got the shiveries. But then I see the movings. Just a twitch back of the eyes, but it's movings. More than 3 days stretched out deadly on a bed, and now there's movings. I can't even ax it because that's back home. I don't want to say it to Pa in case he thinks I duns it, as though mine own embalmings to hold her felt wrong. Her eyelids slide back so as they got that milkiness and the throat starts a raspering. Even Pa knows it. Yep, Pa says, like he's reading about today's storm and yesterday's newspaper. She's zombing and there won't be no winging. I let go one of them oinking ass burps as my guts have slackened. Pa knows it, but he ain't got no blames on me. We leans back from the preparings, feathers licks to our fingers and her blood browning on our shirtments. I don't say it to Pa, but of the hundreds of dead overs I've done, my own Ma is the worsting. She's got the comebacks. Sounds harsh calling her that, but old Tandry called it comebacks, so that's the only word I got for the occasion. Tandry told me during my apprenticing that you stop the feelings that it just becomes your job. The only knowings Tandry said was worth much knowing was that you ain't worked rightly, and that was the only cause for grieving. But your own Ma is always going to be underskinning. Tandry showed me as much of the wangs as he could, but there ain't no way to cut around your own heart or sew up your eyes so they won't spill no tears. Pa kept his eyes dry. Neither of us wanted to start in on it, the bone crackings or the flesh burnings. Stomaching that was regular by me, but Pa held his flesh sacred. I knew this face since it was boobing me through the youngings, and them hands made me lunchings most every day, or plucking at the nits of my hair. But now they twitched with the zombing, and that makes for my working. Neither of us has the hurries, and I know how long settings take, so I can make it as best for Pa to see her go. An hour of zombing is the undead shaking her out, and that's best for Pa making tribute to her. And when does one go and the other take? I'd ask Tandry, and he could only say it was a question best made answering by us that sees the comeback more than regular. For some it's an irregularity, but for mine it becomes a habit. Though lately they've been comebacks more and more. Before old Tandry went, he got to saying I was being helped, saying some folk wanted them to come back to take them folk who was having too much from their livings, take us all back to the earth to grow again, he'd have it. Old Tandry went in his beddings of a cold, and I mopped at his brow and snapped his bones over my knee just as he'd ask. He'd seen too many comebacks to want anything but a sure death. Won't be easy, I tell Pa. We'll have to pull her apart to stop the comebacks. At least her blood is mostly red. Hacking at them that's gone green, almost blue with the zombieing, sent me queasy early on, but Tandry taught me never to spill for infectioning. Just a drop is enough to send the zombie bubbling through your bloodage. Must have happened to Ma. Pa gave me no detailings of how she went. Most tell me how they left, but Pa only said to make it quick. He laid her over the kitchen table, like she was a meal for me to dig in. Such shocking came to me, but old Tandry taught me to shake that off for the work. I set to feathering Ma as best I could. Pa found his hands as helpful as they could be, but he's got the aging through them. It starts with the cutting at the flesh. I keeps the gloves high and guide the blade careful. Ma's come a quiver, her time ticked away, and there ain't much of her to cut. I flense her back, bucketing the flesh and spirits for burning. What's left is moving still, and I've seen them that keeps going till their heads are snapped clear from their body. I thought I could save her from the bad blooding, Pa says. I heard this more and more, but this time it crawls up inside me like it'll make a home in my head. I blurt out another ass burp, but the flesh stenching has almost taken the room. I keeps my hands at work. The muscles on the bone are living again, and soon they'll want naught more than tearing Pa and me apart. With the axe, I'd crack that spine so as it'd talk no more evil to the rest of the body, but my hurry's left it behind. I know Ma has a great blade for slicing pumpkin that could do his same. Pa, find me that big knife Ma did for slicing pumpkin. I'll need to leverage to crunch through these bones. Pa's gotten twitchy with tears. He goes back to the cupboard, makes with the latch, embracing Ma's zombie down as the comebacks is close on. I hold a glove to Ma's forehead. A feather curls in a grey mop. Ma's mouth is raspering dry for life. Quick with that knife, Pa. Our Ma's gone and we can't be left with what's taken her. Pa has the blade, but his old feet are dragging. It's further than old man's stiffenings. I should have seen it in him earlier, but the living fights off the zombieing better. Old Tandry said there's a time when they have both balanced in him. I can't say if Pa still holds the blade, though his hand still bears it. Ma hisses beneath my arms.